Hey, it's Amy Brown here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survivor rate from 20% to more than 80%. But we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families will never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. Now, that peace of mind means so much. So join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope and text Bobby to 785-833. That's B-O-B-B-Y to 785-833.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
Let's go. Hey, welcome to Tuesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, let's go around the room here and check in with everybody. This person wearing a hat every day is something you can guarantee. And when it comes to talking about Lunchbox, he loves to spill the tea. Here is producer Eddie.
Man, so, you know, Bones, you and I do these Too Much Access shoots and we go to different colleges. And recently we went to Arkansas and we talked to one of the players and he said that he shoots 1,000 shots a day at basketball. So I came home and I'm like, boys, this is amazing. This guy who's an elite athlete, plays for Arkansas, shoots 1,000 shots a day. Do you guys want to do something like that? And they're like, oh, yeah, I mean, it sounds kind of cool. He's really good. So we've decided to do 200 shots a day. I take the boys to the gym every single day. And if not, they have a hoop in the back.
Who counts them? They do?
They do out loud.
Really?
And they're different spots on the court. So, you know, it starts with 25 on one side, 25 on one side. 50 shots on the free throw line, and then 50 a little further out.
Each or all together?
No, each of them. 200.
And you're there watching them the whole time?
I've done it recently, but I told them, guys, there's going to be a time I'm not going to be
there.
You're
no longer around.
I mean, my favorite thing is, Eddie's like, I take them to the gym every day. If not,
well, so far, they
just
maybe
go in the backyard.
So far, I've been there.
Yeah, but it's very new, though.
It's very new.
Yes.
But I'm like, this is good, right? This isn't like...
No, I think it's great.
Okay.
If they want to do it. Eddie tried to shoot 1,000 shots in a day, and I was like, he was tired. And I was like, dude, where are you at? He goes, 47. Harder than it seems.
Hey, 200's a lot. And you know what? Right now, they're still into it. So
harder
this is good.
Yeah. All right, let's go over to Lunchbox. He likes to rotate wearing the same 2 hoodies on a daily basis, and his ability to sing is anything but gracious. It's Lunchbox.
Guys, I got an email from a listener that says, hey, I wanted to tip you off on something. I listen to the show, and I love it, and I want to spill the tea just like you guys do. So they sent me someone, they're spilling the tea on someone on the show.
Okay, what do you mean?
This is from a listener.
Audio?
Audio. They sent me an audio file and said, hey, send this to Bobby for me.
No.
I'm just telling you what they told me.
Something's fishy.
Something's not right, because Scoob is laughing too. Yeah. And he's always up to something. Okay, go ahead.
Morning, studio.
Okay, hold on. This is not a listener. This is not a listener.
No, that's him. That's 100% him.
Why'd you try to set up with a listener? Why not just say, I'm going to spill the tea myself?
No, it's definitely a listener.
So a listener used audio equipment and changed their voice like we do.
This is what I got in my email.
Okay. And your email. How do they know your personal email?
Dude, it's online. I get emails all the time. Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Morning, studio. I was at the charity event that Morgan and Lunchbox hosted, and I busted Morgan doing something very shady. She was wearing a very nice coat that looked like it was very expensive, and I noticed she still had the tag on it, which tells me that she was going to wear it at the charity event we were at, and she was going to return it. I'm a big fan. I love Morgan. I just think she's so precious. But I'm telling you, she was going to commit fraud. I thought you should know, Bobby. Thanks, B-Team for life.
Wow, that's great. Nice listener. Could
this listener clear their throat, please?
And he thinks that Morgan's precious. Yeah.
Sound like Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gollum. Morgan, is there anything you want to say to that?
I did have a tag on my coat. Yeah. Look, admittedly.
That's what they sent me.
They sent you a picture, too?
Oh, my gosh. There's a tag. There's a tag on there.
I mean, they sent me that picture.
Go ahead, Morgan.
I wasn't going to return it, though. I just forgot. I hadn't worn this jacket.
I've done that before.
Yeah, same. It's
crazy the listener got so close to her to take that picture. Yeah. I mean, it was right there.
And came up with that theory of fraud.
A fraud.
So I'm precious and a fraud.
So, but you didn't take the jacket back?
No,
I wore
kept
it. With a tag
I
on.
Just forgot about the tag.
Ask the listener how they feel about that.
I will.
How do you think they'd feel if you were just guessing? Stupid?
No, they would probably be like, hey, I'm just glad we cleared that up.
Oh,
and
okay.
We wanted to make sure we got to the bottom of it. I don't know. Listeners are always out here looking out for us, so we appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, listeners that emailed Lunchbox. let's go over to Amy. She likes to drink iced coffee during the show, and if you want your morning corny, she is where you go. It's Amy! Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So a few months ago, I was going through stories for my pile, and a story that I came across is about this woman that smelt something fishy in her bedroom, and she's married, but she was too embarrassed to call like someone for help to figure it out. She just kept thinking it would go away because she was like, I don't know, is it our bedroom, is it our bathroom, like this is embarrassing, why do we have this fish smell? Well, here she is explaining it on TikTok so you can see why it's important.
Stinks of fish in our bedroom. We didn't want to tell anyone about it because we were a bit embarrassed, but it's actually this. There was a wire that had become disconnected. It was actually melting the plastic on the inside of the socket.
Okay, so.
And that was just the voice that TikTok gives you if you write it out.
Okay. AI
got it.
So, yeah, she gives her face on TikTok.
A listener to that?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Okay, so I don't even think I ended up using that story in the pile, but the thing is I just read it. And then I walk into my room like last week or so, and it smells like fish. And I'm like, what is this smell? And so sure enough, I go and turn off some lights because I remember this story and I'm thinking, okay, I'm just going to keep these lights off and see if it goes away. The fish smell went away. So then I started testing out which switch it was because there's a few options. And there's a little tiny hallway right before my room with a little light above it. And the fish smell is coming out of there.
So was it like one of the wires
yeah,
off?
Yeah, I had an electrician come.
Wow.
And it so I went to Google and it says here, like when you have a fishy smell in your home that you can't pinpoint, the electrical components could be emitting the smell when it's overheated, and you should call an electrician ASAP. Like you could even call 911 if you wanted to. Like a fire could be imminent.
That's crazy that they came and fixed it was your light.
Yeah, it was my light. And it was the light right outside my bedroom. So it's kind of funny that it was her bedroom, my bedroom, but I don't think that story would have stuck out to me if she wasn't like, I was so embarrassed because my bedroom, I didn't want to call anyone. And I thought, well, I'm not going to be embarrassed. So I just have to call.
You're like, I've been showering.
Right.
Right.
So PSA, if you have a fishy smell somewhere like in your house, it could be an electrical issue that could be causing a fire soon.
But if it's in your kitchen, it could be a fish.
Or your body.
You know
what
I mean?
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. Sour. Raymundo.
Yeah. From Mount Pine, Arkansas, big Chicago Cubs guy. They'll be good this year, not going to lie. Bobby Bones.
Thank you very much. Woo-hoo. Hey, I was sitting here doing an interview the other day, and I got the biggest, fattest leg cramp in my hamstring. And I just kept doing the interview, but I just was sliding down. And just sitting here, I got such a bad cramp. Do you know what that's from?
Dehydration?
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
You need pickle juice.
I just need to drink more water. And if you get really dehydrated, your legs will just start to cramp. Some of those athletes that happens
to. Yeah.
I've probably been training too hard.
That happens to my toes. Sure.
You get cramps in your toes?
So my toes will go like this. If I'm dehydrated, I'll just be sitting here like this and my toes will go.
Does it hurt?
And then they won't separate. And they're like this. And I can't do anything about it. And then my pinky toe starts to go out like that. I'll show you one time.
I'm crazy.
But does it hurt?
Yes, it hurts.
Yeah, my hamstring hurts so bad. I had to keep faking I just slid down on my chair. But I get throat cramps sometimes.
Oh.
Where it's like...
That's not good.
And I just fight it off right here in the soft part. But it's dehydration.
You need more water?
Yeah. Bring me a cup occasionally.
I got you. I'll bring you some
Thank
water.
Thank you. But water and sleep,
you're
man.
You're drinking water all morning long.
Yeah.
So you just stop after the show?
It's not water. It's air. It's a fake. It's a prop cup.
Decoy.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're here. Glad you guys are here. Thank you very much. Having two kids makes you live longer, but three kids will kill you.
Oh,
how about
no.
four? You're already dead?
Yeah, four. This is not real, dude. You've been dead for years. A study like found that having kids makes you live longer, but only if you have max two. People with two kids are up to 10% more likely to make it to 76 years old than people who don't reproduce, but having more could actually kill you.
Yeah.
Well,
wow.
So.
All right. I'm going to live the longest.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, because Lunchbox has three and I have four.
Well, I may live forever.
You have zero. Whoa.
No, people with two live longer than people with no kids.
Says who?
It said that. That's you said study, that. Out
you
of
just
your
read.
Mouth.
You just read that.
It came out of you.
Like, literally.
You're in denial, dude.
Your eyeballs read it.
Hold on a second, go, Caitlin. Get ready.
I'm coming home.
Coming home. Yeah, eventually we're going to have kids, I think. As long as I work. I haven't, like, tested me.
Oh, if they work?
Yeah.
Do they swim?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think you need to test it.
No, I'm just saying she's not pregnant now. We plan to have children. And as long as physically everything checks out, we'll be rolling down the river.
There's only one way to test it.
That's right.
No, there's things you can order online.
Multiple ways.
But there's a good way to test it.
You know, pull the goalie.
Okay, I'm not arguing with that part, but you said there's only one way to test it.
You know what I'm saying?
That's pretty much true.
Eddie, is there a difference of two kids and four kids?
Yeah, 100%. Dude, when, like, and no disrespect, and if anyone's listening.
Anytime you say no disrespect, somebody's getting disrespected.
And any of my boys are listening. Look, what all I'm saying
Daddy
here,
loves you.
Daddy loves every single one of you equally. But as soon as you take even one away, the dynamic is like completely different. Like, wow, it's a lot quieter. Like, for some reason, you take two away, we're like, dude, I can do this for the rest of my life. This is amazing. Like, I don't know what it is, but that four kid dynamic is chaos. It's almost like just they gang up on you. It's like walking in on a gang and they just do whatever they want. It's
you, like,
crazy.
Walked into like their hideout
and they're just like, you don't belong here.
Or like bikers in a bar and you're like, what the?
The music stops.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Do they ever all four team up?
Yeah. And it's not like they team up against the parents. It's just that to get control of the environment as a parent is almost impossible with four because there just is so many of them. And even the baby, he's like four now. He's the youngest. But even him, like with the four, they're all crazy. And he joins in. All of a sudden, he's like a teenager too. But as soon as like the baby and say the youngest one goes away, it's just different. It's just different. It's doable. It's so much easier. It's crazy.
Do you divide and conquer?
Yeah, sometimes. And that's kind of where I've talked about, but you guys make fun of me. There's one-on-one time that we do because it's important because when it's four kids and you try to like be
friends. No, it's not that. It's not that. You just say you do it every day. You like talk about how you spend all this one-on-one time with all your kids and it just comes off as a little Ward Cleaver and that's not the truth.
Well, it's not just me. Like I'll take one and my wife will take one kind of thing.
Yeah. Even still.
Yeah, I hear you.
That's what we do.
Everybody have two kids. Don't have three.
Well, I'm too late.
Or four.
It is what it is.
Or five. All right, thank you, guys. A big life update from Amy's house. You guys ready for it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Our house is now both sides of the room are full of furniture.
Oh! That's great, Amy.
That's not the life. That's,
oh, it's not?
That's not totally true yet.
Oh.
But thanks.
Because her husband took half the stuff.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Still patiently, like...
Is his house full of stuff?
Yeah.
But yours isn't because you have other priorities.
Right. Yeah. Well, I'm just being particular about what I put in it.
Amen.
You know? Yes. Just other things are priority for
Absolutely.
Me right now. I don't really care.
Do you have, like, no spoons on all forks or do you have, like, half the amount of spoons and half the amount
no,
of forks?
No, I ended up getting... I ordered more... No, he didn't even... First of all, he didn't take this award. That was a storyline y'all developed. Oh. But I...
No, he took the spoons.
There was some stuff he ended up with. Anyway, okay.
Like, did he take the washer and he left you the dryer? Did he take the washer and dryer and you got left with, like, different appliances?
We divided things up together and he took the washer and dryer to his new house.
So what did you do?
I got a washer and dryer.
A new one.
Myself, yeah.
Got it.
Because we'd had a front loader and then I wanted a top loader, so.
Amen. Yeah. Well, then what's the big update?
Well, my daughter's been 16 since April, but she hasn't been driving that much. She really only drives to school and back and the grocery store, which is right around the corner. So not much driving happening at all. Like she has to go to dance sometimes and it's kind of far. And she does the, if I have work or something, she does Uber like teen, like an, it's just something that.
Really? Even though.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And we need to get her more comfortable driving. But anyway, our son has not wanted to ride with her at all whatsoever. He's refused actually. And then she hasn't really offered to step up and be like, oh, yeah, I'll take him to school, pick him up. She literally drives past his school. and drives home past it. Like, she could...
Without him in the car.
Right. And it's like, great. Now we're kind of trying to do it all, and it'd be so awesome if she could do it. And out of nowhere, without anybody saying anything, they worked out a deal. She said, hey, I'm going to take you to school. And I think for him, he acts like he's annoyed by her. But if she initiates that she wants to hang out with him, he's like, awesome. Okay. So... she now takes him to school.
Are they getting along better generally?
Yeah, my friend texted me. They were coming home from school, I guess. And there's this yoga studio right by an ice cream shop. And I guess they stopped for ice cream over by where the...
Just together, brother and sister? That's wild.
Right. And wow. I had no idea they were going to go do that. My friend texts me. She goes, I'm at yoga and I just saw Stevens and Zashira walk by with ice cream cones. It's the cutest thing I've ever seen. And I'm like, what life is this? Because they have not gotten along at all whatsoever. And it just takes big sister being like, hey, you know what? I'll take you to school. And it's changed everything. Life.
How do we get Lunchbox and Abby to do that?
No, that's good.
Well, I just want to drive by randomly and see Lunchbox and Abby sharing ice cream.
What if we start with a carpool to work every morning?
No, he would take that because he needs a ride to work. He would use that as that.
I mean, she has two cars. She could give me one of hers.
She does have two cars. That's pretty baller. All right. Well, I'm glad to hear that. Good update. Hey, so, positive update.
That's great.
Any parents out there with teenagers that are not getting along right now, there's hope.
What about adults?
There's hope for that, too.
In the room. Okay, cool. Yeah. Thank you.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Josh Morales started a moving company called International Van Lines. That's the moving truck pulling in, guys. And he started fostering two young sons. He's like, oh, this is really cool. Ends up adopting them. He's like, I got to find a way to give back. You know, I got this moving company. Who else can I help? People of domestic violence. So now, if you're in a domestic violence situation, he moves them for free.
Wow.
That's right.
Really cool. That's really great.
And he'll move them from New York to Florida, wherever. Hey, let's go. Load up the van. We're moving you.
That's great because those are people at times, and I've had some in my life, who are very vulnerable and don't know who to ask or how to ask for help. And knowing there's somebody there willing to help that says it
openly.
In the front of it is a massive deal. That's a great one. All
and
right.
You know, so when like you're a foster parent, you think like, oh, I'm already doing enough. I'm a foster parent. But this guy's like, no, I'm going to do more and I'm going to make my company do more for them.
What's interesting is because your life is of being a foster parent than an adoptive parent. Mine, what I went to was the domestic situation.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah,
I went to the free
and the horn.
And that's the beauty of all of us.
Right?
Yeah.
Great story. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today. despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Stu's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts. That's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Bachrach as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the birth of outlaw country music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
We're not getting any younger. And some days we're reminded of that. And we do our segment called Time Marches On.
Time marches on.
Amy, time marches on.
Time marches on.
Oh, she's putting on her
readers.
Or glasses.
You did it.
Wow, you got the readers.
I've always had 20/20 vision.
Straight up mama's family.
20/20 vision, and now small print, I have to scoot it like far away and I squint. Like, I can't read the back of pill bottles anymore.
That's funny that that's where she goes immediately with what she can't read. Pill bottles.
Pill bottles.
Yeah, because that's how I gauge
it. It can be like books,
your phone.
Cereal boxes, the text. Oh, yeah.
Well, a book print is still, I'm still okay-ish with it. So it's not as like a teeny tiny. Like, my friend had one of those smaller Bibles the other day, and I was like, what? Psalm? Like, I couldn't. Like,
okay. Psalm.
It's a struggle. So as long as it's a normal size book, I should be fine. So it's more like if I'm looking at the back of something.
I like them, though. They look good on you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, don't feel self-conscious about how they look.
Where do you keep them? Like, do you just have them in your purse?
I don't know. They're new to me. So I don't, right now, they're just floating in my bag. And if I have to read something tiny, we'll put them on.
Are they prescription?
I'm not going to. No, they're just readers.
From like Walgreens or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I ordered these from somewhere, but because they had like cooler ones. But I'm sure, you know, I hear people lose their readers all the time. So you end up just getting the ones at Walgreens and you buy a bunch of cheapo ones. And then they're floating around in the car and like they're just everywhere. Oh, this is me. But it's okay.
You're spiraling right now.
All
right,
like
time marches on.
I like it.
Eddie?
Man. One of my favorite things to do my whole life was to call people by their names. Like, so if I go to a restaurant, they're like, hi, my name's Sarah. I'll be your waiter. So the rest of the day I call them like, oh, hey, Sarah, can we get more silverware over here? Sarah, thank you so much. This food was great. Dude, now that I'm getting older, I'm starting to forget people's names. And I'm not only am I forgetting their names, I'm calling them by the wrong names.
Are you forgetting to ask them their name or after they tell you?
They tell me the name and then I just forget. And then like, say Sarah turns into Sandra. And I'm like, Sandra. And then my wife has to be like, her name was Sarah.
Oh, this happened with us.
Just recently.
Eddie kept calling a guy Caleb. He was like, Caleb. And it was so close to his name's Caliph. He plays basketball at the University of Arkansas. We were shooting a show with him. He should have known his name. We're shooting a show with him. And he keeps going, Caleb, throw me the ball. And Caleb was like, throwing a... And I don't even know if he knew, but Eddie was calling the wrong name the whole time.
And I'm thinking his name's Caleb the whole time because just that's what old people do, right? Like, all right, Caleb. And did Bones correct me the whole time? Not once.
I couldn't really. I was like, is he saying Caleb? Because it's so close, but you definitely were saying
Caleb.
Or
you wanted him to sound
It's happened like three times already, and my wife's had to be like, that's not their name.
Time marches on for sure. Time marches on.
Time marches on.
I mean, I have one. My neck hair now is getting gray.
I saw that.
Underneath. So the hair on my head is still no gray, which is great. But my neck hair, my sideburns have been getting gray. Now it's into my neck hair. So it is. It's
you're a little salt and pepper now.
Just on my body hair.
Wow.
But it still sucks.
Yeah, that's weird.
It sucks. Yeah, time marches on. Anybody else have one? Feel free to jump in if you do. You don't have to, Lunch, if you're just young and vibrant.
Well, I mean, I am young and vibrant, but I went to the doctor. And I had to get a yearly physical or whatever. And I haven't had a doctor in 8 years. Doctor walked in. He was younger than me.
Oh, that's a tough thing. Yeah, that sucks.
You don't think about that.
He walked in. I was like, what?
Yeah, that sucks. And that's a thing. I mean, for me, it was when ball players started to be younger than I was. When I was young, then it turned into doctors.
I mean, he was like, he had to be fresh out of med school. And I was like.
Or not, dude. You're 40.
No, what?
He'd be 37.
That's fresh out.
I don't know if it's that fresh.
Fresh-ish.
Yeah, I don't know, man. But I was like, oh my gosh, this is so weird. This kid is telling me how to like live my life.
What are you saying over there?
Oh, I just feel like for us, any person in the medical field that I've met that says, I used to listen to y'all when I was in junior high or fifth grade. That, and now they are, you know, a doctor. That one's always weird. Yeah. Like,
well,
okay.
Time marches on, everybody.
It happens.
Hey, we're lucky that we get to still be alive and experience it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, good point.
Time marches on.
I mean, if you want to look at it that way.
We have to, or we're just going to go crazy.
Yeah.
All right, the draft is most romantic couples. Period. No rules. Most romantic couples. And we roll the dice. I get to go first on this one. It's tough because there are no rules.
Yeah, but don't do it. Don't pick me and my wife. That's rude.
I wasn't going to.
Oh, okay. I was like, that's rude to take that from me.
I'm going to go Tim and Faith.
Dang it. All right.
That's my number one pick, Tim and Faith. I had another one that was battling as the number one pick.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go Tim and Faith. Amy?
Okay. I'll go Garth and Trisha.
Okay.
Or Garth Brooks, Trisha Yearwood.
Yeah, same thing with Tim McGraw, Faith Hill.
Yeah.
Okay. Lunchbox? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Give me Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman.
Oh, dang. Good.
Okay. Eddie?
You guys slept on this one. Give me Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. Mm.
We didn't sleep on that.
I had that one,
you did. Yeah, you did.
I had it, but I was waiting for the third round.
Yeah, I could have taken it in the third round.
Well, not anymore. It's
I don't even know that they're romantic.
Yeah, they're very romantic.
They're just annoying. What they are.
All right. Morgan.
They're my favorite couple of all time. It's Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds.
Well, let her say her thing before we yell over the top. Go ahead.
Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds.
Okay, good.
People love them. My wife loves those people.
Okay, most romantic couples. We all have our first round. No rules. Morgan, you get to start the second round.
No rules, so I'm going Allie and Noah from The Notebook.
It's a good one. That's good. Eddie?
Bobby and Caitlin.
Thank you.
Yeah, good luck, boy. You guys are done. Good luck.
Lunchbox?
It's easy, guys. Most romantic couple. They're on a boat. They stay together. Oh. Rose and Jack from Titanic.
Yeah, but he pushes her off the thing.
Yeah, he lets her die. No, she lets him die.
Yeah, there's enough room, fools.
Yeah, there was, though. There was. I saw that door.
Why are we fools?
Was it love?
Amy?
Dang it. That's what I had. Is there anybody left in the world?
Not really.
Okay. Dun, dun, dun. Miss Piggy and Kermit.
I don't hate it.
I don't hate it either.
Yeah. You said it and you were like, ugh.
Because I wanted Rose and Jack. Mm. But
I'm going for the final pick of the round, Jim and Pam from The Office.
Dang.
Oh, that's really good. Dang, that's really good ones.
I almost took that overall number one. But I'll go Jim and Pam from The Office. And so that's two picks down.
Yeah.
I mean, I have my other pick ready, but I don't think, and I have to go first and third round, but I don't think anybody's going to pick mine anyway. I can just pass mine over to the end, and then when I say it, you guys will be like, dang.
Okay, do it.
Okay. Amy, go ahead.
Are you being for real right now? This is weird. I've never seen this done.
I'm unorthodox. Go ahead, Amy.
Weird.
I don't know that they're totally romantic at times, but I'm trying to go Friends, maybe. But I don't know if I should do Rachel and Ross or Monica and Chandler.
These are both good.
Which would you pick?
No, you can't do that.
Why?
You can't do that.
There's 13 couples right now.
Of course.
She's Googling my brain.
No.
You can't ask a...
But he already gave it away.
I'm going to go Monica and Chandler.
He goes,
okay.
From Friends.
So dumb.
No, I was saying, Mom, will you send me a sign?
No, you weren't.
No.
Monica and Chandler from Friends.
Waiting on that one.
That's what I had.
So dumb.
See, right there.
Lunchbox.
Too, dude.
Amy and... Oh, never mind. Sorry.
You knew that was coming. You knew it from the beginning.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I was waiting for the third round for that one, but it didn't last that long.
Don't do Abby and everyone.
Eddie, now you just did that as a joke, too. You said don't do it, but that's the only way you could get it in.
And that's funny, and it's mean, though.
That is so
don't
wrong.
Do
I said don't do it.
Don't do Abby don't do and everyone.
That. Don't do
that. That is wrong. That's hilarious and wrong. Go ahead.
Bobby and Eddie.
We're not romantic.
That's funny. Yes, we are.
But yeah, you are. No, oh, yeah, you are.
Staring in your eyes.
And no, he gives you gifts.
Trust
and he
me.
Takes
that's
you
not
on trips.
Romance.
I do.
He, no. He wines and dines you and, all the
and
time.
Sick. Oh, yeah.
There's no romance there.
There's a lot.
That is it. I mean, he wines and dines you, dude. He does. I mean,
that's the dumbest pick you've ever made.
I like it. All right, next.
Don't be mad because you get wined and dined.
That's so dumb.
Go ahead, Eddie. Pick yours.
Let's see. Let's see. Man. Amy took mine. I don't want Ross and Rachel. That's dumb. Give me Mickey and Minnie.
That's so solid. Dumb. That's solid.
No, that's like my Miss Piggy and Kermit. It's
Mickey
and
Minnie probably wine and dine too. Like us.
No, they were romantic.
Morgan?
I don't know how everybody slept on this. You got big eyes right now. But what? It's Corey and Topanga from Boy Meets World.
That's a good one. That's not mine though. But that's a good one.
You had big eyes. You guys.
I know, I know how I should have done.
That's a good one.
Who?
No. I don't know if they're that romantic, but they sing a song together. I'm not going
to
say it.
I'm going to go back to mine now. So there are two that I like. And the one I'm not going to pick is Johnny and June.
I had that.
No, you didn't.
No Eddie, chance.
You just
Johnny
wrote something down.
I can't read June that. Cash. Okay, that's 11.
I'm, Mike D,
I'm going
say,
with my final
June
pick.
Cash.
I'm going Romeo Thank and Juliet.
Wow.
I think that's the ultimate.
They killed each other.
Death.
Yeah, because they loved each other.
They didn't kill each other. They died. They killed.
They died together.
They died for each other.
Okay. Well
I mean, same thing, different way of saying it.
Yeah.
They didn't kill each other, though. They didn't murder each other. One saw the other one, thought they were dead. Then it was like, I can't live without her. So he killed themselves, and they woke up and said, he's dead. I'm killed him. Spoiler, I just aimed at everybody. But that's how it ends.
All right, put him on the wheel.
So, okay, go vote on which team you like the best. I sat on Romeo and Juliet for a while. I thought that's
pretty good, man. I think I should have gone Adam and Eve.
Oh, what a good one.
So dumb.
But not Abby and everyone.
They're romantic.
Romantic, okay.
Yeah.
They're always naked.
That's how we all started.
Yeah, until...
Shoved an apple up his butt, and the next thing you know...
Yeah. Well, she had
that's
it.
Not what it was?
No. So.
Oh, I haven't seen this going in a while.
She ate from the tree.
All right. Go vote at BobbyBones.com. Put your draft up. We'll get a winner. Thank you, guys. 1 week ago today, we got a call from a guy, and he wanted us to do this today. So here's a clip of the call from Michael.
Is there any way you can play the Tuesday song like a little bit later on East Coast time?
What time do you want it done, Michael?
7:30 next Tuesday. We listen to it every morning from like okay. in April on YouTube. Will you do it for Jace and Jenna?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Not Michael, for Jace and Jenna. That's
oh,
my kids.
That.
We listen to it every Tuesday morning.
All right, Michael, Jace, and Jenna.
I sure appreciate that. Y'all have a good day.
All right, buddy. See you later.
And Merry Christmas.
You too, buddy.
Yep.
Man, I hope I remember. Okay, so that's for Michael. We told him we'd do it right now by request. Okay, this is for Michael, Jace, and Jenna, who are listening right now in their car.
And we're right on the time, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
As close as we could possibly be. We're about to hit you with the Tuesday song.
Hit it!
We just talking about Tuesday because every day's got its own song except for the Tuesday because nobody likes Tuesday. Mondays are like sad songs and obviously Friday and Saturday and then that's what I love about Sunday. Every day's got a song.
That's right.
Except for Tuesday.
Magic Monday.
That's true. Manic Monday. Yeah, you're close to that. But this is the Tuesday song. It goes like this. Yeah, yeah. The best day of the week. You all know it's my time. So I made a song about Tuesday so happens it rhymes. The lowest number of crimes. A super bingo at 9. Don't know how you do your Tuesday, this is how I do mine. The sun comes up, there's a smile on my mouth. Why? Because I love Tuesday is the first thing I shout. Free Zumba this morning and every Tuesday at 5. I got my spandex on, it's time to head to the Y. Tuesday, H-O-A, Tuesday. Housewives going booze day. I'm just talking about Tuesday. Okay. It's Tuesday. Is my recycling on the curb as I drive off? Yep, my recycling's on the curb. I mean, Fridays are fine because they're casual and all. But I'm always more productive on my Tuesday conference call. My after work plans. I got my spray tan. I'm drinking lemon water out of me some cayenne. Pebbles and bam bam. I'm watching C-SPAN. And then it's 2-for-1 at Sonic with a Coney in my hand. Tuesday. H-O-A, Tuesday. Housewife's going booze day. Just talking about Tuesday. Tuesday. Brown cow goes moose day.
eat some cashews day. I'm just talking about Tuesday. I go to Mardi Gras on a Tuesday. I go to Krav Maga on a Tuesday. I'm playing Pokemon on a Tuesday. Came out of my mall on a Tuesday. Jason, Jenna, and Michael, we out.
You know what day it is.
Another one. Derulo, Jason Derulo.
What else? Mr. 365.
Okay, one, go.
That's good. Worldwide.
Fat Joe.
Oh.
Yeezy.
That's it. Thank you.
Yeezy. Scott Storch.
Scott Storch. Good. All right, there you go, guys. Thank you.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
10-year-old Maddie French, who lives in New York, loves to bake cookies. So she started a baking business called Maddie's Sweet Treats. And the whole point of the business is, one, she can bake, and two, to donate to charity groups. So with the guidance of her mom, they created a logo, they started baking cookies and brownies and muffins, and after paying for the ingredients, because she has to make that part back because she can't go in the hole, she's 10.
Wow.
She donates half her sales to charity, and then the rest is the expenses, right? Wow. I mean, of what she's doing, because then she needs gas, and she needs... So she's running a business, but she's donating her profits. All of her hard work and business success has resulted in her donating thousands of dollars to St. Jude Children's Hospital. So again, she's 10 years old.
That's awesome.
She's doing a lot of work.
That's great.
And I bet she... And listen, I'm a sucker for baked stuff. I try... Until Christmas, I'm staying off sugar for the most part. And so, but my wife can bake. She'll bake cookies. She'll, how many do you mean to bake? Because it's just us two. And I'll go, I don't know, 10. And she's like, oh, I'm not going to. She goes, I won't eat but like 3 or 4. And I was like, yeah, I know.
So do 10.
So like do. I'm like, yeah, that's exactly what
I'll
I was saying.
I'll take care
Perfect.
Of the rest.
Are you good at baking?
I mean, my daughter likes to bake, so I do that more so with her. But
I'm a sucker for like warm with milk. Cookies, warm cookies and milk.
Mm-hmm.
That is it.
You're a kid.
That is, yeah, I am in a lot of ways. But big shout out to Maddie French for doing it, spending a lot of her time and money that she could be making, she's donating, and that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer, and the birth of outlaw country music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
Like, I felt this. I don't know that I would do it, but it seems like something that would accidentally happen to me where this guy was trying to kill a cockroach and okay, one thing led to another and he blew up his whole apartment.
One thing led to another.
Like, I don't... Like, I felt that. Because you just are so dialed in. Accidents happen. You're trying to kill the bug. It's annoying. You're trying bigger things to kill the bug. Next thing you know, the table catches on fire. Boom. So is the curtain. And now it's too big.
How did the fire even come in? Like, what happened to just smashing it with a shoe?
So he saw a cockroach. One cockroach. And he started spraying insecticide.
Okay.
Or just killer, right? That's insecticide. So then, with all that there, it did not kill the bug. So then he's like, well, all right. The guy was like cooking, caught on fire, the insecticide, and then everything else.
Open flame.
Yeah.
Got him.
They don't know if the roach lived. Roach could still be chilling.
Everybody's
alive.
Destroyed except the roach.
Yeah, experts now warn that even spraying your electrical outlets have the same results, so don't do that. But I felt that. Like, he didn't know that. How's he supposed to know that? That's from Straits Times. Let's go to Amy and get in the morning, Corny.
The morning, Corny.
What do gingerbread men use when they break their legs?
Candy canes.
Crutch?
Candy canes.
Oh, candy canes.
That's so good.
That was the morning, Corny.
How about that?
Of course.
How about
that? Good job.
I'm going to play you a clip from a Christmas movie. Name the movie. But if you miss it, you lose.
Let's go. Oh,
boy. And whoever gets it gets to open the doors to see if they win a prize. Okay?
All right.
So this one's... The game is so easy. Just don't miss it. But here's an example. Go ahead.
Santa! Oh, my God!
I know him!
That would be...
Elf.
Good. Okay, here we go, team. Let's see how you do. Number one, go.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid. Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
In.
In for the win.
Amy is struggle face right now.
Can we hear it one more time?
Mm-hmm.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid. Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
Amy, what do you have?
Christmas Story.
Lunch?
A Christmas Story.
Eddie?
A Christmas Story.
Why do you think I put this?
Did you have something in your mouth?
What?
Are you eating? All right, next up, go.
Guys, I'm eating junk and watching rubbish. Yeah. You better come out and stop me. Guys, I'm eating junk and watching rubbish. Yeah. You better come out and stop me.
In.
In.
Lunchbox has...
I have no idea what that one is. Mean rubbish. Say it again.
One more time.
Guys, I'm eating junk and watching rubbish. Yeah. You better come out and stop me.
Oh, no, that may be too old. Eddie's movie.
Is he playing possum or is he for real?
I don't know. I can't tell.
All right, Lunchbox, need an answer.
A Wonderful Life.
He wasn't playing possum.
Eddie?
I'm shocked. Home Alone.
Amy?
Home Alone.
Correct.
No. No idea.
You didn't know that?
You never seen that?
I've seen it.
Yeah.
Probably 20 years ago.
All right.
Okay.
You too? Go.
Look, Daddy. Teacher says every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
I'm in for the win.
You're out. It's Survivor.
You're done.
You're
dude.
Done.
What?
We said that at the very beginning.
Well, that was stupid. That's not very Christmassy.
Oh, that's true.
Okay.
I'm in.
Amy?
It's a Wonderful Life.
Eddie?
The best Christmas movie ever. It's a Wonderful Life.
Correct. Next.
Came without ribbons. Came without tags. Came without packages, boxes, or bags.
Maybe Christmas doesn't come from a store.
I'm in.
I'm in.
Amy?
The Grinch?
Eddie?
The Grinch that stole Christmas.
I'm going to give it to you both, even though it's both. The actual word is How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Oh, what?
But I'm going to give that
to you. Oh, both out.
Okay, fine. We're both in then.
Then you're both back in.
Love
it. The same way.
Thanks, Lunch.
Yes. All right, next up.
Nobody's leaving.
Nobody's walking out on this fun old-fashioned family Christmas. No, no, we're all in this together.
In.
In. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Eddie?
Christmas Vacation.
Yeah, we'll take it. Next.
Hey, Santa, you killed him.
I'm in.
I'm in.
Amy?
Santa Claus.
Eddie?
The Santa Claus.
Good. Next.
God bless us, everyone.
That's a good one. I'm in.
Play it one more time.
God bless us, everyone.
Gosh, what's that movie called?
Oh, so good.
What's that movie called?
I don't know.
It's called.
What's it called?
Is it called this? Surely not. No.
What do you have?
Tiny Tim.
That is Tiny Tim.
It is.
I know,
yeah,
but
it
what's
is.
It called?
Eddie?
It's A Christmas Carol.
Oh, correct. That's it.
Come on!
Eddie is the winner.
Let's go! Merry Christmas, everyone!
You want to do one more just for fun?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you've got to hang on tight to what makes you, you. You have to remember that's what got you here. And I promise if you do that, Gail.
I got it.
The sky's the limit.
You're out. You're out.
I thought we were doing it for fun.
No, just Eddie, because he won.
Tough, man. Can you play that again?
Yeah.
So you've got to hang on tight to what makes you, you. You have to remember that's what got you here. And I promise if you do that, Gail, the sky's the limit.
Has anyone ever watched this movie?
No, I haven't.
Holiday Harmony.
That's Amy.
That's Amy!
Yay!
Wow, Amy, that's good.
That's pretty good.
Is it?
It is good.
I haven't heard that in a minute.
Like, listen, compare it to all those other clips we played. Yeah. It fits right in.
Hey, Tiny Tim can hold his jockstrap. Nailed that.
Hey, am I opening doors?
Yeah, you got five doors.
Let's
here.
Go, baby.
So you can do whatever you want. If you get the door, it's money.
Am I picking the door I want?
You're picking the door you want.
Let's go door number four.
Go with door number five, please.
Yes!
Go with door number three, please.
Nothing in there.
Go with door number two, please.
Yeah! Oh, this is crazy.
So you picked door number four.
I did.
Please open door number four.
No, that's a bad one.
No! That's door number one.
Dang, dude.
Money, but you didn't win. Nice job.
Thank you very much.
After we finished our show, we had a listener call in talking about how he was left $800 million in a will. And our discussion was, is there any way this guy's telling the truth? Now I want to play a little bit of this conversation. It wasn't on the air on the show, but I want you to hear some of this and we'll talk about it. Go ahead.
Well, after taxes and everything with the estate, a little over $800 million.
Dude, what?
I'm sorry. What?
Yeah.
Dude, you have $800 million?
So he was a billionaire.
A little more than that. They say by the end of next year, it'll be a billion.
Well, did you know he was that rich? Like, how this money
comes?
Yeah.
He told me that, you know, he has children, and they were all honorary mentions for $10 each. And everything that he had went to me. So we took over his house, and his house has got 17 bathrooms. 26,000 square feet.
But if
he left you the house?
If you go to that house, your family knows you're rich.
No, they don't know. They don't know where we go. You got to understand with this, there's a fiduciary responsibility that comes about this. And once anybody knows what I got, guess what? It's open season on me.
He talked about the Bugatti he had.
Mm-hmm. Lots of cars.
Yeah,
he talked about, I don't even know the other kind of cars he had.
Yeah, a Bentley was one of them.
Yeah, Bentley.
Yeah, some really NASCAR Camaro thing.
The only person who knows is a 6-year-old daughter, but...
But she knows to stay quiet.
Do we believe him?
No.
Oh, yeah, I'm still there. Yeah.
Why not?
I don't know.
But why would he call and give that whole story just to be like,
Amy, if he's trying to stay anonymous from his family about being rich, and he calls a national radio show that has millions of listeners, think about it.
He has a point. Yeah, Lunchbox has a point.
How stupid does he sound?
I don't know about stupid.
Well, maybe he doesn't sound like that.
Oh,
well, he was faking the voice?
Voice changer?
Like, what? No, not voice changer, but he altered it a little bit.
But you know, like your parents or your family's not going to listen to the radio or like, they,
but
I don't know.
There's always someone that tells someone that tells someone.
Yeah, gets on social media, they tag. Morgan, what do you think about this guy? Think he's real?
I think he's real. I mean, it seemed to all the details he was giving, like, you don't want to tell too much if you're telling a lie because then you have to remember all of those things.
Yeah. No, he said the only person that knows he has $800 million is his six-year-old. Eddie.
What?
Do you have a six-year-old?
Yeah. Well,
how,
I mean.
Well, right. You've had six-year-olds. Sure. How good are they at keeping secrets?
Terrible. They would tell everyone.
She's a six-year-old that goes to Michelin star restaurants. Like, this girl is obviously very
No. That's well-educated.
If you go to last Wednesday's post show, you can hear this whole conversation.
It was bizarre.
I literally tell my kids, hey, don't tell your mom I gave you cookies. Mom walks in the house, Dada gave us cookies.
Yeah, but you don't have a six-year-old.
I have a five-year-old.
Well, wait till they're six.
One more year, dude. They'd be totally
you're right.
This one.
You're right.
If it's true, we will go to his house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We told him we'll come to his house in Colorado, the rich house. Because apparently he still lives with his mom.
It has 17
Wyoming.
Bathrooms.
He has a small, humble house with his mom in Wyoming when he lived in the poor life. But then he went.
He goes to the rich life.
But then he tells him we're just going to the cabin.
Except he's going
to the mansion. But they know he has cars.
I don't know, man. The more we talk about it, it's a little sus again. All right, check it out on last Wednesday's podcast. We'll see if we can get an update from him. Did he leave us his number or anything?
Yeah.
He did. See, that's crazy.
Yeah, why would he do that?
Let's give it a break. And
because
then
he enjoys calling in and being a fake person. Tindler Swindler had millions of dollars, guys. Guess how much he really had? Zero.
That's a good point. After Christmas, we'll try to call him back, okay? Go listen to the whole thing on our podcast, though. Go search for The Bobby Bone Show. It's the post show from Wednesday. It's time for the news.
Bobby's Big
Stories.
A professional cleaner says she would prefer to clean a dirty toilet than a dishwasher any day. She recently saw a nasty dishwasher filter that looked like it had mushrooms and oysters growing in it.
Oh.
Whoa. That's gross.
Hey, I have dish trauma.
No, you
don't. From when you were a dishwasher.
Yeah. Oh. I do have dish trauma from when I was a dishwasher at a restaurant. I do.
Dude, that is so smart.
I do. It's not smart. Stop saying that. I don't like to do the dishes in my house because of dish trauma from when I was younger. And I was in a kitchen. They would just drop table up. And then all the food's still on it. And I have to spray them all off and then clean it. And then at the end of the night, I'd be like, hate myself. And a cold shower.
Oh, that must be terrible, man.
I have dish trauma.
Wow. I've known you for a very long time, and dish trauma is fairly new.
Thank you for, because I finally am not repressing it anymore.
Yeah,
so
good.
Thank you for acknowledging that I've been able to grow and actually share.
Wow, it's come to the surface.
So you're over it now?
No. I'm finally able to express that I don't do dishes because of dish trauma. For a long time, I tried. It just wasn't met positively by my body. So,
like you have a physical reaction.
Yeah, that right there. So,
dude, I didn't know there was a dishwasher filter.
Yeah.
Like, where is that thing? I don't want
to
see it.
Are you supposed to clean that?
Yes.
Yeah.
I have dish trauma. I don't get in that thing. What do you do?
There's like a little, well, every dishwasher is different, but there's a little filter and you unscrew it and pull it out. Same thing with, you have a front
washer.
Loader washer. Like,
yes.
down to the left. You have to clean, peel out.
I know dryer. I know dryer.
Not a dryer.
No, that's for the lint, dude.
Yeah, I know that one.
That's every time you use it.
The washing machine. If you have a weird smell coming from your washing machine, your filter likely.
I used to have to go to laundromat line college. I have washer trauma.
You know what? I did too.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Folding laundry trauma.
Oh, you got fold trauma?
Oh, dude, it was terrible. I don't even want to talk about it.
I don't want to get there. I don't want you guys to make light of my dish trauma. But
yeah, we're not.
Oh, I have talking. Cooking dinner trauma.
Okay, this could be triggering for people listening. So
no, mine's real.
Don't bring it up.
No, mine's real. A bank mistakenly deposits $86 million into a customer's account.
Yes.
Woo!
Payday.
Not really. Accident. Really.
But what if you do just find that in your account and you buy a car?
Then you go to jail.
What do you mean? It's in your account.
But again, that's not the law. The law is if there's a bunch of money that's not yours and you run away and spend it, you get in trouble.
No, you did nothing wrong.
Except spend money that's not yours.
But can't you say like, I don't know, me and my wife, we have the same account. I don't know what she puts in there.
$86 million just
or hey, maybe you had an uncle that died. You have no idea.
No idea.
Okay.
You would have an idea if you got a will. It just doesn't get drafted right into your account.
It's not like someone dies and then auto draft.
Jeez. But yeah, that'd be pretty cool, huh?
That'd be awesome.
If it really was there and you just kept it and it was like yours for sure.
I would never say a word.
Oh, yes, you would. You come on the show. It'd be in the freaking 5A first segment of the day. He's like, guess what?
He drove to work in a Ferrari.
Yeah. The key to holiday present happiness. Less is more. Don't buy so many gifts. Place a limit on the number of people you're giving to and the amount you're spending on them. And try to spend generally the same amount on everybody. Both your mood and savings will benefit from the Journal of Happiness Studies. Thoughts?
No one says anything.
More presents, the better.
You giving and getting?
Yeah.
You give?
Well, giving.
Well, yeah, I say that, but I like getting better than giving.
What was the craziest thing about presents here is on Friday's show, we all drew somebody and got a gift for them, and Lunchbox got Abby a Santa stripper. And the guy came in and did his thing. It was hilarious and gross, depending on who you are. He didn't get all the way naked. But Lunchbox pulled out a stack of cash to pay. He called him afterwards, like, hey, man, meet me in the alley. I got to pay you this cash.
the cheapest guy on the show.
And it felt very shady, but it was so much money. It was like $269. Like, the guy won't spend money on anything.
Nothing.
Yet he spent $269 on a Santa stripper as a joke.
Well, hey, I tried to get it for free, like to give them a shout out. That didn't work.
Who's them?
Their company.
You can't do that.
Yeah, that's plugola.
Yeah, you can't do that on the show. Like, you would get in trouble. You get fired.
No, I was going to put it on my Instagram.
Oh, okay, that you could do. But who'd want that? Hey, everybody.
If you're lonely.
Donnie's Ding Dongs has got a special offer for Christmas.
What in Donnie's?
We just thought it was crazy
was
that
it somebody else's ding dong.
$269 on that.
I know. It was crazy. But I told my wife, I said, man, this is worth $269. This is funny.
Was it really 69 year olds to say
no,
that?
No, no. The deposit was $69.
Of course. Oh, and they did that on purpose.
Another $200. Yeah.
What is wrong with people?
Well, that's part of that. The gimmick, the image. It's all, you know, it's like live videotape. I'm just saying words at this point because now I feel awkward. When temperatures drop this time of year, many of us bundle up. We get in bed and put all this stuff on. According to sleep experts, though, we should be sleeping with less clothes on, not more. Sleeping with less, even naked, can regulate body temperature better and improve sleep quality when it's really cold outside.
That's why I sleep naked.
Huffington Post. That's why?
Yeah. And because I like it. My wife likes it.
All the way?
All the way.
But you don't have the same blanket with your wife, so it doesn't matter.
I know.
Yeah.
But I'm naked.
Ugh. You do sleep naked.
I do naked. And sometimes
I feel like you shed skin and hair when he wakes up.
The only awkward part is sometimes my kids are like, Dada, where's your underwear? I'm like,
what?
Like they see you naked?
Like in the morning, I wake up.
Wait, you used to make fun of me so bad because I had seen my dad peeing before.
No. Amy, you were like 12.
No, I wasn't 12. My dad moved out when I was like 8, 9, so I wasn't 12. Now you're lying.
He is lying.
Okay,
is
9.
Lying.
No, I was younger. I just told
Channel you. Channel 1 in Los Angeles, California is dividing the public by announcing they're using an AI-generated news anchor.
They still do? Channel 1?
That's pretty cool.
Is that the Channel 1?
Many are freaked out by this, saying things like AI news anchors are exactly what you don't need in your fact-based news-starved life. I would disagree. I would say that just like judges, if it's just data analytics, it's going to feed you straight without any sort of bias.
And let's be real. The news anchors, there's not a lot of personality there.
No, God, no.
No. A man suffered a heart attack today. I mean, AI
and
can
the
do
ones
that
do have personality just fit Eminem lyrics in the weather and get viral.
They're awesome.
That's personality now on the news.
Yeah.
If you guys are looking for awesome dog food, the Farmer's Dog is amazing. We use it. We love it. The Farmer's Dog. The reason it's so good for us is it is super fresh. It's healthy dog food developed by vets. And it's like, I'm not going to eat it, but I probably could, to be honest with you guys. Yeah. I probably could. So dog's at a healthy weight. Stanley's lost 3 pounds in the past 3 months. Big deal for him because he was like, he's overweight.
Mm-hmm.
No fault of his own.
It's just eating. He's not working out or anything. Just eating.
Yeah, practically.
Good for him.
Yeah. I told my wife, I was like, I'm proud of him. She said, he did nothing. We're the ones who did it.
He didn't do anything.
I was like, I'm proud of him. He lost 3 pounds. She's like, no. He did jack crap. So Farmer's Dog's awesome. So get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/Bobby. So that's what I would say. Go check it out. Just go check it out. Thefarmersdog.com/Bobby. Get free shipping. Thefarmersdog.com/Bobby. 50% off. Awesome. Super pumped everybody's here. Thank you for being here. And for being a part of the show, you can follow me on Instagram at Mr. Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Johnson County, Kansas. A 32-year-old sheriff's deputy goes to the grocery store to get some groceries, and then he sees Pokemon cards. He's like, man, I love Pokemon. Those are $3 a pack. Let me change the barcode to $1.
Oh.
$1.
Oh.
And loss prevention saw him. He's in uniform when he's doing this.
Oh, no.
loss prevention.
Why would he do that in uniform? Why would you do that? Okay, I just want everybody to know. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Right. Obviously.
But in uniform, there's a different standard because you know people are watching you regardless of what you're doing. Because one, they're afraid you're going to arrest them. Or two, they're like, that's cool. That's cop. It's one of those two things. Ugh.
Yeah, so it was $400 worth of Pokemon cards. He got busted and he lost his job.
Oh, man.
Dang.
Was it worth it?
I don't know. He get any Pikachu?
Well, no. He didn't get to keep the cards, guys. He didn't even get to keep the Pokemon cards.
He get any rookie Pikachu?
Uh-huh. Some good ones in there.
I don't know. I don't know what the names are. Pikachu?
Yeah, that's
Pikachu.
About the only one.
Pikachu.
Is that the only one?
I have no idea.
Yep. I have no idea. I'm sure it's not.
No clue.
Is that it?
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Now everybody's headed out. If you're traveling, if you're flying, get to the airport early. Be safe. Wash your hands after you go through the little detector. You know, also be nice to people. Amy was telling me a story about being at the airport.
Yeah, and I happened to be sitting where a TSA meeting was going down, and it was tons of people gathered around their manager, and I think they were having their little team meeting for the day. And I just felt so bad because the manager had to make a point to remind everybody, like, hey, some travelers are going to be awful to you today, but don't let them get to you. Just treat them with kindness. Do your job. You know they're going to be nasty, rude, mean. Wow. That is not your problem. Like, it just, I just felt bad that that had to be part of their team meeting, was how to, like, stay calm. Don't let them get under your skin. Just do your job because of nasty travelers. And it's so true. They probably have to deal with some of the rudest people. But I love the way that they handled it. And they were all like, yeah, we got you. Like, we're good. And the manager even said, you never know why they're traveling, what they're going through. They might be going, like, maybe somebody passed away. There might be something hard going on in their life. So just treat them with kindness and grace.
Sounds like a good leader.
Yeah.
And also, I'd like to say that to you guys about Facebook. Hey, You never know what those people are doing over there, what they're going through.
Yeah.
Just because they're awful doesn't mean you're awful.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll try.
Have a great holiday. Bye, everybody. Get your bones on Bobby
Bones Show. Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.